but somebody threatened with a lawsuit, or?
Do you know of anything about the lawsuit threat?
Yes, Carol Spooner represented both groups, the New York and Los Angeles groups, and threatened a lawsuit.
Okay.
Because the law says something.
It came upon order.
All right. Thank
Am I
you.
Next?
Lisa, Wendy's next.
Thank you. This is a question for Dan. Dan, I saw you say this. I saw you say this in an email, and then you said it again tonight that something about that people could sue to. That it seemed to be to me that you were suggesting tonight and in this email that perhaps the WBAI election could be overturned due to some of this. So I'm just asking you, are you suggesting that we fight members' mailings and that we try to overturn this litigation, that we could actually recover the cost of the election? Are you suggesting litigation?
You know, this is a public session, right?
No, I don't think it's appropriate,
right,
Chairman.
But, so I can answer it generally without going into big specifics since it is a public session. The commercial use of our list is illegal, and someone who does that can be sued. And the remedies available in a lawsuit would include any costs that are incurred by Pacifica as a result of the illegal conduct. So if we got to the point where someone was, you know, thinking, and this hasn't obviously been decided by anyone, that the WBAI election should either be stopped and vote again, or after it's completed, may possibly be annulled if there's the conclusion that this improper use influenced the election. Those would all be things that the board would have to consider, of course, in executive session and with consideration of a careful analysis of the pros and cons. That's all I'd like to say.
I appreciate the careful, and I was just going by what you said on this call, and I'm just wondering, do you think it's illegal to offer thank you gifts for people offering, sending in their ballots to the ballot place and then offering a thank you gift at another place? Do you think that's illegal? For free, the free thank you gift? Kind of what we do at our stations. We offer thank you gifts if people like what they hear.
Dan, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there, and I understand Wendy's point, and, you know, she and I've had a interesting interchange on it. I just happen to disagree. I mean, I think that when you say to people, well, yeah, we'll give you a free flashlight, but you can buy two for $8.49 or three for $11.49. That's commercial activity, and it's illegal.
It would have been okay if they didn't offer the extra.
Especially when you let them think it's coming from WBAI when it's not.
Ray, you're on.
Yes, thank you. Actually, I'd like to make two comments. One of them is about the last issue, and I think to me it's not just commercial. Commercial, we say that we're having this, and we're asking you to buy something so we can maintain our operation. That's commercial. I think it's kind of a bait and switch. It was like saying to somebody that $13.99 is not $14. To me, the whole tone is a commercialist, mercantile kind of mentality that is highly disturbing. But you know, I'd like to go back to the statement that was made earlier about about Dan's statement in response to some of the mailings. I think it's quite appropriate. I believe that not only the board does it give up all its prerogatives in the election, on specific issues about legality and so on, I think there's a role for the executive director in maintaining a tone that is civil and proper and legal. And I've seen incredulously criticism saying that what was wrong with that statement was that it did not specify what the accusations were and who the individuals were, when it is very clear that that would have been a violation, that the statement was specifically done very well in a general fashion. And I think it belongs on the... we can decide when to remove it. Now, in terms of the NES having the statement removed, I think that the only way he can remove it would be that if he rules that it's a violation of election laws. If it is not so, then it's not his decision to remove it, and he can maybe have a discussion with DED about that. And I think that even in the case where he would decide that it is in violation of the election law, I think it would be at least courteous to notify DED that he's going to move to have it removed. That's it.
Thank you so much, Ray. All right, let's move now to item 4, motion. Ray, hate speech and candidate statements. Who's going to do that?
I have a motion. Is that you label that as item 4 motion?
Item 4, hate speech and candidate statements.
Right. I want to read a motion that I have with respect to this issue. I've already issued several postings on this question to the PNB. But I want to start by saying the PNB motion on discriminatory delegate candidate statements. And this is the motion. The Pacifica National Board declares that it is contrary to the Pacifica mission and the foundation is forbidden discrimination and shall not be allowed for any delegate candidate to use Pacifica's resources to distribute discriminatory statements on the basis of race, nationality, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, ability / disability, or age as part of any written or oral elected related statement. Two, the PNB charges a committee to investigate allegations of racism and sexism, developing recommendations to the PNB for a mechanism to administer and enforce the above stated policy. Also support the existing work of the committee to develop a plan for anti-racism training throughout the network. Three, the PNB condemns the race station and the candidate statement of WBAI delegate candidate Albert Solomon, who has been disqualified as discriminatory against people of African ancestry and contrary to the Pacifica mission. Four, the PNB urges the National Election Supervisor to arrange that, A, an on-air statement noting Mr. Solomon's disqualification, summarizing this motion to be aired on KI with the same frequency as the candidate's carts. B, mail and be sent to all BAI members the text of this motion and an explanatory note. The original candidate statement of Albert Solomon be restored to the Pacifica website so that all are clear on the offensiveness of this word alongside the text of this motion. And D, on the text of this motion, the text is prominently on the Pacifica.org elections webpage and on the webpage within the BAI listener candidates. In other words, in summary, this is a response of the national board to the act of what appears, at least in my opinion, to be overt racist statement by using a roll call and vote by race, which I explained in my earlier statement.
Is there a second to the motion?
I second it.
AC, can you forward that to me by email? I'm acting secretary tonight. This is Chandra.
He just sent it.
He just sent it out
to the PNB at Pacifica.org.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
There. Discussion.
May Lisa? I speak, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Welcome to the thing. I didn't know you were here.
Yeah, hi, Thomas.
Hey, how y'all doing? Thanks for the hospitality and the welcome. With regard to some of the statements that I've seen from the members in New York and perhaps even in Los Angeles, I certainly found some of the remarks troubling. I'm concerned about this. I've been looking through the bylaws, and as hard as I've looked, I've seen nothing in the bylaws that prohibits that sort of language. I've seen where the bylaws prohibit the resources of the network or of a station to be used for the support of a candidate or to be drawn in or in the fashion that associates itself with the candidate, but I haven't seen anything like this. And I noticed, at least from what I heard in AC's motion, that there was no particular provision in the bylaws, the Articles of Incorporation, or in California law or any other law that would lay out a standard that, for example, these particular statements violated. And while I've read some of the debate from my friend Lisa and also some of the statements from Chandra, which I don't trust. I'm just going to say, I don't trust that Chandra's statements. I am concerned about the idea of prohibiting or punishing conduct that's not in violation of any standard that's in our bylaws, our Articles of Incorporation, or the law. And unless AC or someone else is able to state very clearly what provision in our bylaws, our Articles of Incorporation, or in the law sets out a standard that for example, Mr. Brown's statements violated, I think we're making a mistake. Matter of fact, I didn't even know that Mr. Brown had been kicked out of the running. I think that's what happened. Until Solomon, thank you. Mr. Solomon had been kicked out the running until I looked at an email recently. And I don't know what was the process that kicked him out. But if there is anybody with authority, I guess it would be the National Election Supervisor, but I wonder on what authority that person would act. So those are the questions that I have. And unless they're answered in a way that supports the motion, I'm worried about the motion and for the time being, I'm not sure that I would support it.
This is Lisa.
Point of information?
Lisa and Ray.
And Bob.
I'm out of here.
And Bob and Lonnie. Okay. Lisa?
I want to first of all just say a couple of things because the rage that I felt when I heard that attack and, the denigration of black people and certainly black women, just words cannot express how I felt, which is a pastime. There have never been. We always waited for something specifically written in a law. Because so many laws said you could do this and you can do that and you can do that. We would still be enslaved literally, although psychologically and every other kind of way that still goes on. But the Pacifica mission speaks to this in terms of who we are supposed to be, what we are supposed to be about. We are not supposed to be promoting hate speech. Pacifica's money should not be going toward something like that. And I support this motion all the way, and I ask other people to support it. When does enough become enough? It is not acceptable that went out to over 1,500 members, and I was very disappointed to hear that these statements were not even read. I don't accept that because they should have been vetted out, and I thought that was a natural process. But I definitely support this, and there should not be some technicality because it might not be something so neatly or specifically written in a bylaw. The Pacifica mission should prevent this and to stop it. We are supposed to be not about promoting racism or finding vehicles to promote them. We are supposed to be doing things to stop that, and it is just unacceptable. We're not an organization where anybody. We're supposed to have standards. We're not supposed to just do something where anybody could just come in with any belief and say, "Oh, I want to do this and I want to." We have to have standards, and the members, people pay. Those are paid members that those statements go out to, and black women, black people are entitled to much more than that, and certainly black women. I'm not paying to see a statement come out denigrating me about anything. Or my colleagues, and I also just want to say, I wanted to bring forward a motion. I know I couldn't, but there's a march against hate crimes going on Saturday. I support that, and I certainly stand with all those fighting on behalf of Megan Williams.
Okay. Ray.
Point of information?
Yes.
Point of information, what?
This is the statement here I have here. Could I ask Lisa if this talking about by Albert Solomon versus tell me black female board member that
yeah.
don't say Frank Beaver, the Beaver was melanin deficient and then say it wasn't disease but only a condition?
Yes.
Is that the statement?
That whole statement, yeah.
I see. Boy, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ray?
Yes, I do believe that the population to I'm looking for some language that specifically addressed that, and we should add that. But at this point, I have a question for attorney here. Given your statement about that you don't see any prohibition, assuming it was true. Could you consider any language at all that you would think could be excluded at all within this context?
Dan?
No, not Dan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who are you calling?
Tom. I'm asking Tom. I'm saying, assuming you were correct and that there was no there was no clear prohibition within the bylaws. Could you conceive of any language at all that could be used by an individual that you could see would be prohibited in any way at all?
This is for me?
Yeah, Thomas.
Okay. As I was looking through the bylaws, I'm not sure. A language that would associate, like if I'm running for the board and I say that WPFW is supporting my fundraiser, or WPFW and I are having a fundraiser at HR 47. Everybody come out. I want to meet all the voters. I think that would be illegitimate. If I was to somehow get Ron Pinchback to say, you know, I really like Thomas Ruffin. He's running, and I can't say anything about it, but I just want to let I really like him. Or I got on the air and started talking about how I'm buddies with Ron Pinchback when I'm supposed to be talking about my candidacy. I think that would be unfair.
Well, let me ask you, I'm not calling for the physical elimination of opponents.
But
would you say that there's something in the bylaws?
Wait a minute. We both can't talk at the same time.
I'm going to try to wind it up.
I was refining my question.
But Ray,
I know.
I'm going to try to wind it up because I don't want to take up your time. I think what we have here is an example where the bylaws fall short. I don't know what happened in New York, but where the bylaws provide a remedy or allow for a remedy, I know that I urged us to go there, and that was we needed to go to New York and L.A. and deal with the division and the fight infighting that give rise to these comments. I don't know what the man was talking about. And in terms of the context, I don't know if he's simply describing a black woman and meaning offense or whether there's a broader context around that statement. And if I was there, I would know that that's loaded with words that are racially offensive. I don't know. But I know that I certainly urged us to go to New York, go to L.A., and if necessary, stay in Berkeley and deal with this infighting. We didn't do it. But I'm troubled. I'm troubled by the statements because I don't know why he described the person like that. And if he's telling the truth, I'm troubled that his accusations are true and no one dealt with that. I just don't know.
Can I quickly clarify what I was asking? Suppose I send a statement and I call for the physical elimination of people who oppose me, mm-hmm. and that the board would take exception and deny this language. Would you be able to say that there's nothing in the bylaws that prohibit me from doing so?
Yeah, the criminal law would say that you could be arrested for threatening, you know, I mean,
I'm asking Thomas
about
the bylaws. Prohibition against such language. Did it say anywhere in the Bible that I could not say that?
You know something? No, I think you're right, Ray. I think what Bertolt is saying is a good point. And insofar as there may be a threat, I think what Dwayne did with Freeland in Houston might be an example of what the election supervisor should do in this case. If those words are loaded with a threat, or with something that is in some other way violative of the law or a standard set out in our bylaws or our article, I'm supportive of the election supervisor knowing the circumstances
dealing with that person, like removing that person from the election, but making clear what it is, I don't know. Like I said, if those words are loaded with meaning that I wouldn't have because I'm not in New York, I would want the election supervisor to say that that stuff about this woman doing something is a bogus lie, and it is drawn from a statement that's painted on the wall outside of the WBAI headquarters, wherein it says, let's use
point of order.
Just somebody I know. Any particular black woman did this and that, and she's a low life scumbag that needs to be lynched. And I wouldn't know that, but he said that's what it's drawn from. She needs to be that person needs to be kicked out. So I'm just saying I'm looking for it, Ray.
Wow.
We go to the next is Bob and then Lonnie.
And then Wendy?
And then Bert.
I didn't hear you, Wendy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I also want to be back on.
Who's that after Wendy?
Bert.
Oh, Bert, how you doing?
How you doing?
Okay. All right.
Bob?
Okay. First of all, I think that the statements that Albert Solomon included in his candidate statement are unmistakably clear, racist, offensive comments that one doesn't have to have one iota of background in the politics of WBAI to understand that when you single people out by their racial designation and make unsubstantiated accusations of wrongdoing against them, that is unacceptable. And so that's not even an issue for me.
No.
As far as the legal and bylaws basis for this motion, first of all, let's be clear that AC's motion is not asking for any particular legal action against Albert Solomon. That action was already taken by the National Election Supervisor. I think he took it for the wrong reason, because I think that the fair campaign rules already made it clear that public attacks on other candidates, staff, and management are not allowed. And I also believe that our bylaws include the Pacifica mission, which includes a purpose of contributing to a lasting understanding between nations and people of all nations and races and so on, and that each candidate had to sign that statement, say that they would be true to that Pacifica mission. Furthermore, we have federal, state, and local anti-discrimination laws. And these statements are blatantly discriminatory. And in one case, one of these racial offensive comments referred to I think the phrase was an unnamed black management staffer who, and then Mr. Solomon goes on to make unsubstantiated accusations of wrongdoing against that person. That creates a hostile work climate for that employee. And it's also because there's only two employees in management at WBAI, and the one that he said this person had offended against is a woman, everyone knows who he was referring to, everyone who knows the roster of staff at BAI. So that's a direct hostile discriminatory comment about a staffer of the Pacifica Foundation. It's totally unacceptable, and we have every legal basis, first of all, to exclude him as a candidate, or I should say the election supervisor would have had, because that's his call. And we as a board in this motion have every basis and every right to declare our position on the statement that he made, that it's unacceptable, it goes against the Pacifica mission. And I think if we fail to do that, that would be really a colossal abdication of our fundamental responsibility to the mission of this foundation. And it would be a really shameful act for us not to make a statement about what has happened.
Thank you so much. Lonnie?
Well, you know, my understanding is that the question on the floor is whether the motion is in order.
That's right.
The Pacifica National Board has power to place such a motion in place.
Yep.
The answers are really clear. There are four or five basis upon which the National Board can respond to the situation and the statement of the candidate. First of all, it's not up to the election supervisor to make judgments of law. So you really do have to rely on legal opinion. Whether the statement met national or met legal standards is not the decision of an election supervisor. They're not an attorney. And the board would be ill-advised to rely on the election supervisor's judgment in matters of law. The second point is that the criteria that all decisions of the board has to make are clear. What is in the best interest of the citizen? What is the fiduciary responsibility of every board member? That's first and foremost. And it has little to do with us making legal judgments, bylaw judgments, or judgments of federal and state law. It has to do with what is the best interest of National Pacifica as an entity. And clearly, it's not in the best interest of Pacifica to have this kind of inflammatory statement being present. So that's the first responsibility of every board member, is to ask the simple question on every issue. Every issue. There's only one question ever. What is in the best interest of Pacifica?
Yep.
The second is that there is a code of conduct. The board has every right to establish codes of conduct, as it might relate to elections, as it might relate to board meetings, as it might relate to LSB meetings. There's no question. Every organization has the right to establish a code of conduct. A bylaw issue is moot. Why? Because the bylaw issue is not based on the ability of any board to establish independently bylaws. The bylaws are a product and a creature of the state of California. As that bylaw authority flows through the Articles of Incorporation, which is the instrument by which the state of California allows the Pacifica Board to manage public funds. We're not a private organization. So the bylaws are not freestanding. They have no authority on their own whatsoever. Their authority flows through Articles of Incorporation, and from there, the Secretary of State and the State of California.
Yeah.
The bylaws have no independent authority whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Misunderstanding of how the State of California works. So the answer to the question is, does the board have not even the right, but indeed the obligation of utilizing public funds to establish codes of conduct which protects the misuse of those public funds? Of course, the board does, and has not only the right, but the obligation. Anyway, it's not exactly, I didn't want to make a speech, but it's clear.
Yeah.
And it's happened.
Wendy.
I'm so sorry. I was talking away, but I was on mute. Okay.
All right. Go.
Okay. So I completely agree with the motion. I welcome the we definitely should be discussing this. I would only kind of wonder about the parts that say that we would order the stations to play this cart or what, you know, on the mailing, you know, I think that's unrealistic. We can't do that. We don't have the money. We have stations that are unable to meet their expenses, and we can't do a mailing. So I would move to
it doesn't call for that.
I believe it calls for
this motion to be aired on WBAI.
There's a thing about a mailing.
A mailing be sent to all WBAI members.
Well, that station especially can't afford to do that. So I would object to that part and move to strike. I would also say that if we're going to talk about racist content, then we need to talk about bigoted content. And I think I agree with you guys. This is all unacceptable. I have a problem. I mean, I hate this guy's statement. It is the stupidest thing I've ever heard anybody say. It comes off as completely racist, but I also know why he was doing it, because I hear that same kind of talk on WBA all the time, and I also hear it from our own PNB members when they call out people for being white, which we, you know, all of us can't help what color we are. And, you know, Lisa Davis herself has made statements, and in the 3 years I've been sitting on the board, I frequently witnessed white men and white women scream and argue at the LSB meetings. The LSB has even witnessed a white man publicly curse a woman out. Lisa, I'm talking.
Okay.
Come on. This
all
is
right.
A PNB meeting.
I asked if I could get back on the stack.
No.
I hope that you can, and I think that's great. But, I mean, the people are constantly doing this on that station. They call out people for being white or for being black, which is ridiculous. We're all here together. We're trying to promote our progressive message. It's all, you know, this is what we're trying to do. And I think that, you know, that guy fell flat on his face with whatever he was trying to do. And I also want to point out that anybody who endorses anybody should have the okay of the people they endorse before they do anything. But it's just like you guys. I mean, look at sorry for taking a breath, but this is really important. It's tearing us all apart. We all agree on the issues. We really do, and it shouldn't be a political fight to determine who controls whatever station. You know, it's
all right.
And you
Margaret,
know,
Margaret for the stack. Sorry.
No. We're not going to do that again.
I understand institutional racism. I understand how a black person can't be a racist, but we can't allow bigoted things either.
May I please respond as I was?
Please.
I want
to. I'd like to go to Bert
Ambrose, yep. Please let me just make this one other thing. There was a committee situation at BAI where somebody said some really hateful things against someone on an email list, and there was a motion at the programming committee, I believe it was, at BAI, that said we deplore expressions of race hate on our email list. And Lisa Davis voted against it. I don't know who else voted against it, but they were all in the same group. We deplore expressions of race hate on our email list.
Why do we have to do this?
I would like a chance to respond, because one of the things that people do all the time, like Wendy, they just listen to somebody else says. They don't
have
all
the
information.
No. Bert.
Thank you.
Point of order, Mr. Chair?
Yes, what's the point of order?
A point of personal privilege takes priority under Robert's rules, and Lisa made
she
a point
did not
of
say it was a point of personal privilege. She said she would like to have a chance to answer to this
point
and be on the stack.
Personal privilege is going to the bathroom.
No, a point of personal privilege is to respond to a statement about someone personally that they believe impugns their character.
I told her she would be given a chance to respond.
I just want
to
make sure.
Bert, and then let's go to Lisa, and then let's wrap this up.
Okay, I'd like not to be disturbed, because when everyone else speaks, they're not disturbed. I'd like not to be disturbed, unless I'm going over the time. All right, I'd like to piggyback off what Wendy said. At WBAI, you know, supposedly whites are racist and the blacks are angels. But, you know, there are a lot of race-baiting statements and a lot of race-baiting attitude at BAI for the past 4 years. When I was chair of the board, there were arranged, you know, disturbance of the meetings. When I was chair of the board, I was supposed to be black men that they were supposed to give respect to. There were statements by program director during election times that clearly violated the fair campaign rules. These issues were not ever addressed. There's a lot of hypocrisy, like Wendy said, when it's one side that keeps on saying things, while the other side, the so-called whites, are always pounded for whatever statement. At the station recently, 2 days ago, a white lady, Andrea Fishman, was assaulted by a black woman, and then she went and made a report to the police. These things have happened before. There was another member of the JUC, Fred Nugent, who attacked Glebe, whatever his name is.
Di Rientro?
No. He has a show, producer, WBI.
R. Paul Martin.
You know, these things are never addressed, and just like mentioned by my WBI brother, you know, these things are not addressed. They push behind, underneath the carpet, you know, and here we are right now, not even addressing that WBI is $70,000 behind target. Then the programming is not addressing its issue. I was called a nigglet to an email. Yes, I was. Never addressed. And yes, Ray, Lisa, Bob Lederer continuously vote against addressing those issues when it does not concern members of their own side, quote-unquote, whatever that means. So I think it's very hypocritical. It's outrageous. Just like the statement by Mr. Solomon is outrageous, ridiculous, stupid. And first of all, it doesn't even make sense. It's not even well articulated, that statement. You know, and it is frustrating to almost have to kind of side with his statement, freedom of speech, to defend such a stupid statement. And, you know, this board has acted very immaturely, irresponsibly, and very biased. And there are a lot of other legal things that I could say, but since we're on a general call, I will stop. Thank you very much.
All right. Let me suggest to the body.
Mm-hmm.
We decided that this agenda would go for 90 minutes. It's over 90 minutes now. And we keep having this back and forth. We'll never get through this agenda. And I never agreed to serve more than a half hour. So let's deal with this issue. Are we going to go with the motion or not?
Mr. Chair, I respectfully, especially since I was called up by name by certain people who always defend some of the most abusive behavior, I think I should have the chance to respond because I was called up by name. So I respectfully ask for that opportunity.
Well, you have the opportunity, but I would ask you not to take it.
I feel
because you had to defend yourself many times on these airways. I just think we're just wasting our energy right now. We'll never get to taking care of the business we're supposed to be taking care of.
I'd
appreciate that.
I feel that I must. I'll be very brief, but I feel that I must respond to some of the things that.
Very quickly, please. Very quickly.
First of all, and I've asked Berthold 1,000 times, and he knows this. I've asked everybody. They've never told me, and I would like Berthold to now, you can tell me, not on the thing, because let's be fair to people, but in an email, tell me the name of the person who called you that name. I've asked.
No, I don't need that.
No, not
I don't need that. Air.
No, I'm
no,
saying
no, we don't need that.
Email.
You respond to the attack
right.
on you.
Right, but
that's
what I'm saying, because he said, I just want to be clear, and there's no way that you can talk about racism without talking about race, and then without talking about the background and things that have gone on, and that's
yep.
what I have always done. Whenever I have mentioned anything about somebody being white or somebody being black, it was always within that context to give an explanation about what was going on. There's no way to talk about racism without doing that, and I've done more than try to be factual and present proof with everything that I have said and to present a context in what something was going on, because this is the reality. You want to talk about race, and we're supposed to act like something is not going on. Well, things are going on. And I've always said it in that context. For example, when somebody wrongfully accused somebody, and then I had to bring this in, wrongfully accused them publicly of stealing something. And people like Wendy was acting like it was no big deal. And I was like, no, we're not going to do this again. This is the same stuff that always goes on. The person who made the accusation was white. The person who was being accused was black. And I've always brought it in terms of that context. And what happened at the programming committee, because I've always said we can't just deal with issues of racism within 1 or 2 minutes. One of the people that was an accused
Lisa.
Of the recipient of, was not there. And so I wanted, and I specifically said we need more time to discuss this fully, not in 2 minutes. But that was never recorded in terms of what I said at that programming committee. And that's why
okay.
I just want to be clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. The motion is on the floor. Are you ready to vote?
This is Lydia. Hello?
Yes, Lydia.
Wendy made a motion. Is that what you're considering as her amendment, which was to
no,
strike
she
the mailing?
The motion was not seconded, Lydia.
The only motion
before the House is a motion number 4.
That's right. Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I don't want to delay anything, but with ACB, would you allow AC to just reread the motion, please?
Everybody has the motion if they have a computer. It was sent out.
Oh, it's sent out? Okay.
Yes.
Please read it anyway.
No.
Oh, God. Listen.
I have a lot of
is Don on the call? Because I'm not going to stay. I'm not going to stay beyond 10:30. I never agreed to do this.
Move to
Don
refer to the Elections Committee.
No, absolutely not.
Well, that's what my motion is.
You said share when you do prayer.
I mean,
fail for lack of a second.
Is that an amendment? Is that an amendment to the...
There's a motion on the floor.
There's a motion on the floor.
Regular hate speech and candidate statements.
Let's vote. We're in the middle of voting.
But, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Okay. Just give me a second to find it again. Find the tally sheet.
There was an amendment, Ambrose.
No, it wasn't seconded.
And that's
you didn't ask for a second.
Yes,
yes,
yeah,
I did.
You didn't ask for a second.
Please.
Whatever, you know.
Because I would have seconded it.
That sounds like a second right there. Whatever, go ahead.
Chandra?
I know, I'm sorry. I misplaced it. Just give me 1 second. I promise I'll find it. Or I'll start another one. Here we go. Okay. Rip Robbins. A.C. Byrd.
In support. Yes.
Ambrose, you can't vote. You're
I can't vote.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin.
I passed. Just come back. I'm finishing reading the thing.
Lisa Davis.
Yes.
Ray LaForest.
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Okay. Bertold Reimers. I'll come back to you. Evelyn's not here. Sandra Rawline.
I abstain.
Wendy Schrill.
So if we don't agree with every part of it, we have to vote no? No amendments were allowed?
I vote no.
Michael Woodson.
Yes.
Lydia Brisson. I'll come back to you. Margaret Prescott.
Yes.
Dave isn't here. Don White, are you here? Okay. Chandra passes. LaVarne Williams, are you here? Sarf Randhawa. Lori Takuma is not here. All right, I'm coming back to Rip Robbins. Thomas Ruffin.
No.
Okay, Bertold Reimers. Are you on the call? Okay, Lydia Brisson.
Abstain.
Okay. Don White, are you on the call? Okay. Chandra Houtman abstains. And LaVarne Williams is not on the call. Sarv Randhawa. Okay.
I abstain.
You're abstaining?
No, I changed it to a yes.
You changed it to a yes. Okay. So let's see. Is that everybody? Did I miss anybody? Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses. And we have 1, 2 noes and 2 abstentions.
All right, let's move to motion item number 5, motion regarding posting of candidate statements and issues arising from suspension of such posting.
So we have 1/3 of the PNB voting yes, and we don't vote to tell all the stations to air one of our national programs from the vault or Spanish language news. That's awesome.
What?
Yep.
Informativo Pacifica, I'm sorry.
All right, we're moving to item 5. Posting of candidate statements and issues arising from suspension of such posting. Is there a second to the motion?
What is the motion? I don't know.
I'm not sure that we have such a motion, Mr. Chair.
You don't have it?
I don't think so. I'm not aware of one to that effect. David,
okay.
The chair sent out some... in the agenda, he sent some statements out which didn't conform to any motions that I'd seen.
Okay,
so
what about?
I'm not sure what he meant.
What about the motion regarding mailing list usage?
Yes, Margaret. That motion was sent around to everyone.
All right. Are you aware of it, Margaret?
It's my motion.
All right. Is there a second to Margaret's motion?
This is Lydia. I second
the motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Are there any questions?
Where's the motion?
The motion was sent around on email to everyone.
I move that Margaret's motion be referred to the Elections Committee. It has a lot of details to it that really cannot be addressed in this short period of time this evening.
This is Margaret.
Yes.
We're facing a situation at KPFK, and I'm not quite sure about the other signal areas that they will need to speak for themselves, but we are in the middle of an elections process where a good number of candidates had no idea that they had the right to distribute a mailer to the entire membership. They had no idea about what the guidelines were, what the timelines, what the costs were, or that even this was a possibility. I think that that means that we are in an election that does not meet the criteria of the right for to equal access for all candidates. This is not to criticize anybody or any people at any other signal areas who have sent such mailers. I myself wasn't aware of these mailers until last Saturday, and I've sat on the LSB and on this board for a full year. So if if the board feels that they need to move to divide or some such thing, you know, I would be ready to consider it, to consider that. But I will have a problem with this entire motion being referred to committee. Indeed, this issue, I learned in the course of drafting this motion, had come up to a subcommittee before and never came back to the full committee. We just don't have the time right now. We need some remediation measures, and we need for the Pacifica, we need for the Pacifica Elections Committee, the election supervisor, in consultation with Pacifica's legal counsel, the general manager or interim general manager at KPFK and the Pacifica directors from KPFK to, within a week's time, come up with a proposal of remediation that meets all the state, federal, you know, legal criteria, but that could also offer some remediation for the candidates who have been disadvantaged in this way. So I think
suppose,
it's a problem to just send it all to committee right now.
Well, if they send it to the coordinating committee with the instructions to have this back to us within a week.
Have it back to the board within a week?
That's right.
You know, and then is this board meeting again within a week to discuss this matter? And then what's going to happen? The election, people are voting. The election is going on. We don't have that kind of time.
I've looked at most of the resolves, Margaret.
Uh-huh.
First resolve was that we must do everything to get money out of this election process. That's not urgent. That the national board must do everything to get money out of its election process. Second, that to form a special task force, including membership of the campaign reform subcommittee to revise the election rules. That's not something that's going to happen quickly.
Right.
It has to be done by committee. That resolve that the developed guidelines for the use of local station membership lists that are in accordance with federal and state law. That's something that's not going to happen quickly. Be it resolved that steps be taken to remedy the unequal access that has occurred at KPFK, including the extension of the election period, and that these steps have minimal financial impact on KPFK. Now, that can be done within a week. Be it further resolved that the Pacifica Elections Committees and the Pacifica Directors, a de facto remediation task force from the impacted signal area, develop a timely plan for remediation within 1 week of passage of this motion. That can be done by the coordinating committee. And lastly, be it further resolved that the Pacifica election supervisor will have the authority to rule on whether or not Remediation measures proposed are acceptable and meet the concerns of the Pacifica board. I would think that these last three items,
LA.
These last three resolves, be referred to the coordinating committee with instructions to report back to the full board within 10 days.
And within 10 days, how much more time do we have left until the election is finished?
Well, you got quite a bit of time.
Okay, this is Lydia.
Could be given more time.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, well then, okay, then since you've already identified those issues which are long-term and those issues which need to be addressed immediately, I think it should be moved to divide and make those issues that are critical. We move on them tonight. There is absolutely no schedule for those other committees between now and the time frame that Margaret has expressed. So there is no reason to believe that those committees are going to be able to meet. Therefore, those issues that are critical, we need to vote on them tonight. The long-term ones can be referred to committee.
Okay, let's do it. I can't do it. I'm in the chair.
Pardon? I'm sorry.
I said somebody didn't ask to do that.
Okay,
for the minutes, would somebody tell me who seconded the motion?
I'm sorry. I was on mute and you weren't hearing me. I was
Lydia,
talking. Hello?
Lydia,
this is Margaret.
Lydia seconded the motion.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, what I was... I'm sorry. I didn't hear the last bit. What I was saying is that if people want to divide it into the things that are more long-term than the things that are short-term, the last three short-term items I would like to move on this evening and for the board to vote on it.
I so moved already.
Okay.
Yes.
Don White would like to be on the stack.
And it's been seconded?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Don, quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. As Margaret knows, I have posted and been very supportive of Margaret's initiatives here around this whole issue of slate mailings and so on. And I believe the biggest issue here is the unequal distribution of information to candidates over their rights to be a part of it or to develop it. Like some candidates have $10,000 they can throw into this, they have the right to. My big problem is around remediation. My view is that consistent with California corporate law, these mailers that have gone out, unfortunately, I think it is an inequitable distribution of power connected to money. But when we say remediation, I believe that these mailers are consistent with California corporate law that gives members access through a mailing house to do the slate. So my view is that the big problem here is that many candidates did not know that they had the right to be a part of these or to develop their own slate. So I'm just concerned about what is meant by remediation. I don't know how the toothpaste can be put back in the tube at this point. So I'm very unclear over what remediation is being called for.
This is Lydia.
We're not calling for remediation. We're calling for the passage of the last three items that are of the urgency.
Can somebody read what we're
saying? Yeah, I don't think
on?
You understood what I was saying.
This is Lydia. If we could just read the opening paragraph, it will explain that we're not passing anything to be done. We're passing that it simply be resolved that the Pacifica election supervisor will have the authority to rule on whether or not remediation measures proposed are acceptable. That's all. We're just asking for a serious consideration of the issue and allow the election supervisor to do what he is entrusted to do, see if he can explore some creative options.
Point of information.
Right. Margaret,
yes.
On the stack, I also want to give a point of information on this.
And Wendy, please.
Sarv, are you there?
Yeah.
Take the chair for a few minutes, will you, please?
Oh, wait a minute. I was going to say something.
Okay. Oh, no, Ambrose gets to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
Okay, okay. Go ahead, Ambrose. Go ahead. Okay, who's next on the list?
Ms. Margaret had a point of information addressing the question asked by Don.
And Wendy's on there somewhere.
Okay, just
a point of order.
Okay. What's the point of order?
Don't we need to establish what we are debating before we actually get into the minutia of the debate? I mean, I thought we were going to set some aside and we were going to take others up. Did we establish what those were?
But this was a point of information somebody has about something.
Well, my point of order is we're debating something and we don't know what's within the realm of the debate.
I have a suggestion.
Margaret, could you tell which point of your motion is being discussed here?
The last three items of the motion.
And which are?
Which are, be it further resolved that steps be taken immediately to remedy the unequal access that has occurred at KPFK and any other Pacifica station, including, if needed, the extension of the election period, and that these steps have minimal financial impact on KPFK or any other affected station. Be it further resolved that the Pacifica Elections Committee, the Pacifica Elections Supervisor, with consultation with Pacifica's legal counsel, the general manager or interim general manager, and the Pacifica directors from the impacted signal area, develop a timely plan for remediation within 1 week of passage of this motion to be implemented immediately thereafter. Be it further resolved that the Pacifica election supervisor will have the authority to rule on whether or not remediation measures proposed are acceptable and meet the concerns of the Pacifica board as well as the legal obligations of Pacifica. And Don, specifically, that group that's listed in the be it further resolved is the group that would put their heads together and come up with some remediation proposals that will be checked with legal counsel to make sure that they are in standing with our legal obligations according to California nonprofit law, and also will allow the election supervisor to, you know, do his job, you know, with all of it, having consulted with these various entities.
Correct.
Can we get clarity on that?
Ambrose is back.
We're talking about those last three resolves.
And we need to agree collectively that that's what we want to talk about.
I don't even know where the original one is. What time was it sent to the PMB on what day?
It was sent
3/28.
When was it sent, Wendy asked?
November 1st.
Today?
Yeah, I noticed the entire Pacifica board as soon as I found out about this that
no,
I know,
motion,
and I sent the language out today to everybody.
I have a ton of emails I'm trying to get through from today. So
3:28 Eastern Time today.
Yeah. Okay, there's a motion and a second.
I have a reasonable point of order, and I'm still sitting here, and I don't say much. But I need some clarity about whether I have the motion in front of me, and I could be a little slow here, but that's a lot of language. I need to know where I'm starting and why I'm
starting
that the board has agreed to do this.
You're starting with the items, the last three, be it further resolved.
The last three that I just read.
Be it further resolved, that one down.
Yep, that's it.
And are we all in agreement that that's what we're going to look at?
That's all we're going to look at.
Yeah. Thank you.
So
we have a motion and a second on the floor to pass it.
Thank you.
So right now we have a move to divide that we didn't vote on. We have an original motion that we didn't vote on. And now we're discussing the move to divide. So procedurally, don't we have to...
Point of order.
Wait a minute.
Don't we have to vote on that
point
first?
Can I interrupt the secretary? We need that.
Oh.
Not a business. Yes, Starve. Something I don't know about.
All those, I was just wondering, is that on the secretary or the participant?
That was Chandra. The
I'm trying to clarify for
secretary.
The minutes.
Okay, all right.
I'm trying to clarify for the minutes. We had a motion brought initially on the whole matter. Then we had a move to divide, and I'm not really clear where we stand on the move to divide or who brought it. I know Lydia brought it, but I don't know if anybody...
There was no objection, Chandra.
There's no objection.
Seconded.
The only thing that's left is the motion by Lydia for those last three items.
Thank you.
Okay, so it was, it was moved without objection.
Well, the men didn't object. Is that bigoted to say that?
And Rob.
And
somebody breathing hard.
Yeah. So call the roll, please.
Okay, we're voting on the final three pieces.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, Rip Robbins. AC Bird.
Yes.